Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member Avram Goldar, and today we're in Sekhus Ksubis, Daf Taz Zayin, the second parak, Aisha Shinis Armoa. The Zichu Masekhus Ksubis program has been generously sponsored as a schuz for HaKazachas Torah. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on are one, the opening mission of the second parak on the bottom of Daf Taz Vav Amud Bey stated, Aisha Shinis Armoa or Shinis Garsha, a woman who is widowed or divorced, is claiming her Ksuba. She says, you married me as a basula, and you owe me a ksuba of 200 zuz. And he says, no, I married you as an almana, and I only owe you 100 zuz. If there are witnesses that she went out with a hinuma and her hair down, her ksuba is 200 zuz. Rabbi Yochan ben Broka says, Abchilo Kalayos Raya. The distribution of parched grain is also a proof. The Gemara says that the reason she's believed is because there were witnesses. But if there are no witnesses, the husband is believed. This implies the mission is not in accordance with Rabbi Gamliel, who believes a woman who claims she was violated after her erison and entitles her to a full ksuba. The Gemara answers that it can even be Rabbi Gamliel. In the earlier Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel believed her because it was a case of Bari Vashema, but here it's a case of Bari Vabari. Given this obvious answer, the Gemara wonders what the questioner's Havamina was, and answers, Kevin the Rav Nashim Basulos Nisos, Ki Bari Vashema Dami. Since Rav women marry as Basulos, it's similar to a case of Bari Vashema, where she explains that her claim is more likely to be Emma's. Point number two, the Mishnah continues, Modu Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua admits concerning a case where someone says to his friend, this field was your father's, but I bought it from him. He's believed for the same mouth that has forbidden is the mouth that has permitted. Rashi explains that since the other person is unaware that his father owned the field, except through this person's admission, his claim that he purchased it is also believed. The Gemara clarifies Rabbi Yeshua is saying that even though he disagrees with Rabbi Gamliel regarding an earlier Migo case in the first parak, he accepts the Migo argument here and seeks to identify the earlier case. After rejecting three suggestions, the Gemara says it's the case when the Chassan did not find Basulim and the Kala said, Meshira Astani Ne'anasti V'nistachav Hesadeu. After you were Mekadosh me, I was violated, and this is a case of a buyer's field getting flooded. Since she could have used the Migo that she was a Mukas Eitz, which is not forbidden to the Kuna, Rabbi Gamliel believes her. When the Gemara asks why Rabbi Yeshua is Moda in the field case, it answers, Hari Ein Shor Shachru Fenecha. Here, there's no slaughtered ox before you, meaning there were no grounds for a claim. If the person had kept quiet about the field, no one would ever have investigated it. But in the case of the woman, it was the chassan not finding the basulim that initiated the claim. And pointing with the Abraisa listed various signs that a kala was a basula, and one of them being, Heviru lefanel koshel basura. They passed before her an announcement cup. Rav Adar Bar Av explained that they passed before her a cup of truma wine, as if to say that if she married a kohen, ruya haisa zo le'echo betruma, she is fitting to eat truma. When Rav Papa objected and said that an almana who marries a kohen can also eat truma, the Gemara answers, Zo reshis ka truma reshis. This kala is having relations with her chassan is a first for her, like truma is the first that is separated from one's produce. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The opening mission of the second parak on the bottom of Dav Tez Vav Am Bei stated, Aisha Shinis Armo or Shinis Garsha, a woman who was widowed or divorced, is claiming her ksuba. She says, you married me as a basula, and you owe me a ksuba of 200 zuz. And he says, no, I married you as an almana, and I only owe you 100 zuz. If there are witnesses that she went out with a hinuma and her hair down, her ksuba is 200 zuz. Rabbi Yochan ben Broka says, Abchilo Kalayos Raya. The distribution of parched grain is also a proof. The Gemara says that the reason she's believed is because there were witnesses, but if there are no witnesses, the husband is believed. This implies the mission is not in accordance with Rabbi Gamliel, who believes a woman who claims she was violated after her erison and entitles her to a full ksuba. The Gemara answers that it can even be Rabbi Gamliel. In the earlier Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel believed her because it was a case of Bari Vashema, but here it's a case of Bari Vabari. Given this obvious answer, the Gemara wonders what the questioner's Havamina was, and answers, Kevin the Rav Nashim Basulos Nisos, Ki Bari Vashema Dami. Since Rav women marry as Basulos, it's similar to a case of Bari Vashema, where she explains that her claim is more likely to be Emma's. Point number two, the Mishnah continues, Modu Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua admits concerning a case where someone says to his friend, this field was your father's, but I bought it from him. He's believed for the same mouth that has forbidden is the mouth that has permitted. Rashi explains that since the other person is unaware that his father owned the field, except through this person's admission, his claim that he purchased it is also believed. The Gemara clarifies Rabbi Yeshua is saying that even though he disagrees with Rabbi Gamliel regarding an earlier Migo case in the first parak, he accepts the Migo argument here and seeks to identify the earlier case. After rejecting three suggestions, the Gemara says it's the case when the Chassan did not find Basulim and the Kala said, Meshira Astani Ne'anasti V'nistachav Hesadeu. After you were Mekadosh me, I was violated, and this is a case of a buyer's field getting flooded. Since she could have used the migo that she was a mukas eitz, which is not forbidden to the kuna, Rabbi Gamliel believes her. When the grass, why Rabbi Yeshua is moda in the field case, it answers, Hari ein shor shakru fenecha. Here, there's no slaughtered ox before you, meaning there were no grounds for a claim. If the person had kept quiet about the field, no one would ever have investigated it. But in the case of the woman, it was the chasen not finding the besuim that initiated the claim. And pointing with the Abraisa listed various signs that a kala was a besua, and one of them being, Heviru lefanel koshel besura. They passed before her an announcement cup. Rav Adar Bar Av explained that they passed before her a cup of truma wine, as if to say that if she married a kohen, ruya haisa zo le'echo betruma, she is fitting to eat truma. When Rav Papa objected and said that an almana who marries a kohen can also eat truma, the Gemara answers, zo reishis ketruma reishis. This call is having relations with her chassan is a first for her, like truma is the first that is separated from one's produce. All right, so now we go to a simmer daf tes zayin, and her standard simmon is toes, and we often use an acrobat with large toes. An acrobat with large toes. So here goes. The two acrobats with the large toes who performed a trapeze act at a wedding and were aiding that the kala down below went out with a veil were so surprised when they overheard the caterer tell a guest, this wedding hall property was your father's and I bought it from him, that they knocked over a kose of truma wine that was being passed in front of the kala. Once again, slow motion. The two acrobats with the large toes. Toes? That must be more on daf tes zayin. The two acrobats with the large toes who performed a trapeze act at a wedding and were aiding that the kala down below went out with a veil, which reminds us, the opening mission of the second parak stated, Aisha Shinis Armo Oshinis Garsha, a woman who is widowed or divorced is claiming her ksuba. She says, you married me as a basua and you owe me a ksuba of 200 zuz. And he says, no, I married you as an almana and I only owe you 100 zuz. If there are witnesses that she went out with a hinuma and her hair down, her ksuba is 200 zuz. The Gemara says that the reason she's believed is because there were witnesses, but if there are no witnesses, the husband is believed, which implies that the Mishnah is not in accordance with Rabbi Gamliel, who believes a woman who claims she was violated after her erison and entitles her to a full ksuba. The Gemara answers that it can even be Rabbi Gamliel. In the earlier Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel believed her because it was a case of Bari Vashema, but here it's a case of Bari Vibari. So the two acrobats with the large toes who performed a trapeze act at a wedding and were aiding that the kala down below went out with a veil were so surprised when they overheard the caterer tell guests, this wedding hall property was your father's and I bought it from him. Which reminds me of Yeshua's mode in the Miku case of someone saying this field was your father's, but I bought it from him. He's believed for the same mouth that is forbidden is the mouth that is permitted. This is a case of Hari Ein Shor Shachu Fanecha. Here there is no slaughtered ox before you, meaning there was no grounds for a claim. If the person had kept quiet about the field, no one would ever investigate it. But in the case of the woman who claimed she was violated after the Kedushin, Rabbi Yeshua holds she's not believed since it was a chasen not finding the basulim that initiated the claim. So the two acrobats with the large toes who performed a trapeze act at a wedding and were aiding that the kala down below went out with a veil were so surprised when they overheard the caterer tell a guest, this wedding hall property was your father's and I bought it from him, that they knocked over a kose of truma wine that was being passed in front of the kala. Which reminds us, a braisa listed various signs that a kala was a basua, one of them being, Heviru lefanel koshel basura. They passed before her an announcement cup. Rav Adar Bar Av explained that they passed before her a cup of truma wine as if to say that if she married a kohen, ru yehaisa zo le'echo betruma. She's fitting to eat truma. When Rav Papa objected and said that an alman who marries a kohen can also eat truma, the Gemara answers, zo reishis ketruma reishis. This kala is having relations with her chasen is a first for her, like truma is the first that is separated from one's produce. So once again, the two acrobats with the large toes who performed a trapeze act at a wedding and were aiding that the kala down below went out with a veil were so surprised when they overheard the caterer tell a guest, this wedding hall property was your father's and I bought it from him, that they knocked over a kose of truma wine that was being passed in front of the kala. All right, now it's time for four blot back chazara. Daf Yud Beis. So the simmer Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers from Yehuda, 12 brothers. That must be one Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers from Yehuda eating with their new brother-in-law, who told them to not even try to make Atanas Basulim, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ha'ocha Eitzel Chamib Yehuda Shalobe Edim. If one eats in his father-in-law's house in Yehuda, after Kiddushin without aiding that he did not have Yichud with the Kala, he cannot make a claim of Tanis Pesulim because it was the Minag in Yehuda that he has Yichud with her during these visits. The Gemara infers from the fact that the Mishnah stated if one eats, that there are places in Yehuda where one does not eat in his father-in-law's house during the period of Kiddushin, and therefore, a chassan in those places could bring a Tanis Pesulim. So the 12 brothers from Yehuda eating with their new brother-in-law, who told them to not even try to make a Tanis Pesulim, were showing him that the Ksuba mount to marry the Basula's sister was the same as one for an Almana Bas Kohen, which reminds us that there were two takanas made for the Ksuvah of a Bas Kohen Almana. When the Kohanim saw people were still divorcing the Almanas and the amount was not a deterrent, they raised the amount to 200 zuz. But when they saw people choosing a Bas Yisrael Basua for that amount, they lowered it back down to a mana. So the 12 brothers from Yehuda eating with their new brother-in-law, who told him to not even try to make a Tanis Basulim, were showing him that the Kasuba amount to marry their Basula's sister was the same as one from Almana Bas Kohen, when their sister rushed in to tell her chazan that she was certain that his field had just flooded. Which reminds us, the Gemara wanted to compare the case of one who marries a woman and does not find her Basulim, and she says, Meshura Astani Nasti, Nistachav HaSadehu, after you were Mekadosh me, I was violated, and this is the case of the buyer's field was flooded, to a case where one said to the other, you owe me a mana, and the other one says, I don't know. Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna said he is chayev, bari b'shema, bari adef, and Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan said he is pater, ukim amana b'chezus mari. We got the money remain with its current owner. The Gemara answered Rav Nachman could say that his view is in accordance with Rav Gamliel, for Rav Gamliel only believed the wife because of a migu, for she could have claimed she was a mukas eitz, but there was no migu in the loan case. Alternatively, Rav Gamliel holds we keep the woman in her chazaka of being a basua, whereas in the loan dispute, the plaintiff has no chazaka. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The overly zealous bar mitzvah boy, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Gimel. The overly zealous bar mitzvah boy who saw a woman speaking with a man and brought basin to see for themselves, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states regarding basin, they saw an unmarried woman speaking with someone and they asked her, what's the nature of this man? And she replied, Ish poni v'kohenhu. He's poni and he's a kohen. Rabban Gamliel Rabban Yezer say, Ne'emenes, she's believer. Rabbi Yeshua says, we do not live by our mouth. Ella, she has a chazak of having relations with a nasan or a mamzer until she brings proof to her claim. The Gemara brings the halachos regarding what is meant by speaking. Ziri says, Nistra, it means she was in seclusion with him. And Ravasi says, Nivola, it means she had relations with him. A pasuk is brought to show that speaking is a euphemism for having relations. So the overly zealous bar mitzvah boy who saw a woman speaking with a man and brought beis din to see for themselves had his friends take out the ruins in the city and ruins in the field, which reminds us, the Gemara brings several challenges to Rav Asi's position was stated in a braisa. They saw her enter with a man into a secluded place or ruin, and they asked her, what's the nature of this man? According to Rav Asi, who holds speaking is having relations, what's the need for two cases? The Gemara answers that the braisa is speaking of two types of ruins, churba de masav or churba de dabra, the ruins in a city and ruins in a field. If the braisa only brought the case of ruins in the city, we'd say that this is a case where Gamliel believes her, since robed men in a Jewish city are fit for her. And if it only taught the case of a ruin in the field, we'd say that perhaps it's only there Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, but in a Jewish city, he would agree. The Gemara eventually refutes Rav Asi's position. So the overly zealous bar mitzvah boy who saw a woman speaking with a man and brought beis din to see for themselves had his friends take out the ruins in the city and ruins in the field and hoped to hear that beis din would rule that her daughter is pasul despite her mother's chazaka, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said to the ones who rule that she's fit, referring to Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, they rule her daughter is fit as well. And according to the one, Rabbi Yeshua, who rules her puzzle, he rules her daughter's puzzle as well. But Rabbi Eliezer says, L'divrei ha-makshaba posel bavita, to the one who rules her fit, he rules her daughter's puzzle. Rabbi said that Rabbi Eliezer's reason is that it's well that her mother is fit, for she has a chazaka of kashrus, but her daughter does not have a chazaka of kashrus. Daf Yadal. So the Simmer Daf Yadal is a hand, and we often use a juggler. So here goes. The Almanas Issa juggler, who was careful to check the yichas of her dough before her show, which reminds us of Bias Rabbi of Rabbi Yeshua really said that a woman is not believed to say she had relations with the kosher man to permit her to marry a Cohen. From Mishnah 80 is taught that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser testified Almanas Issa she kasheru kohuna regarding an Almana of a person with a suffix status, meaning an Almana of a suffix halal, that she's permitted to marry into the kohuna. We see from here that Rabbi Yeshua permits her to marry to the kahuna, presumably based on her chazaka that she was permitted to marry a kohen before this marriage. Rabbi said to Abai that the cases do not compare. Hasim isha nises bodekas venises. There we say that a woman who marries first checks her husband's yichus and then marries. But here, when a woman acts immorally, does a woman first check the man's yichus before acting immorally? So the Almanis Issa juggler, who was careful to check the yichus of her dough before her show, was about to do a double safek act with her son, which reminds us, Rava points out that the same Mishnah contradicts Rav Gamliel's position. Rava answers that there are no contradictions. Regarding Rav Gamliel, Hasan Bari Hachashema, in our Mishnah, the woman is Bari, about whom she had relations with, whereas here, with the Almanis to the safek halal, her claim is only a Shema. And regarding Rav Yeshua, Hasim Chatzveka, Hacha Treisveka. In our Mishnah, there's only one Safek, whereas here there are two Svekas. Rashi explains that in the Mishnah's case, there's only one Safek whether the woman had relations with a fit man. In the case of Edius, the mother of the deceased Cohen was a Safek herself, and this widow of her son is a second Safek. So the Almanis Issa juggler, who was careful to check the yichus of her dough before her show, was about to do a double Safek act with her son, when a commotion erupted because the Safek Halalim could not be recognized in the crowd. Which reminds us, we have a brayso with various opinions regarding what is an Almana Issa, and concludes Yisrael recognizes the Mamzerim among them, but they do not recognize the Halalim among them. Daf Tezvav, so similar Daf Tezvav, is a fruit bowl. So here goes. It was a dark day when the majority of Jewish caravans carrying fruit bowls. Fruit bowls? That must mean we're on Daf Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat, fruit. It was a dark day when the majority of Jewish caravans carrying fruit bowls rolled into the town with the majority of Jews, for a young girl was violated, which reminds us of Rabbi Yeshua's rule that a young girl who was violated was permitted to marry Cohen because the incident took place when the majority of the town had good yichus and the majority of caravans coming to the market were Jewish. Therefore, there were two majorities. The Gemara concludes that my last b'yuchsin, the rabbi set a high standard in yichus cases regarding a Cohen, and in a case of a suffolk, whether someone is fit for the kahuna, two majorities are required. So it was a dark day when the majority of Jewish caravans carrying fruit bowls rolled into the town with the majority of Jews, for a young girl was violated. And then someone threw a heavy fruit bowl into a group of nine Jews and one Nachri and killed a Jew, which reminds us the source for Kol Kavul Kamexal Mexidami is the pasuk regarding a murderer, Ba'arav Lo Bakamalov, and ambushes him and rises up against him. And it was taught in the base midrash of Rabbi Yannai, Prat Lazorik, Evan Lago, that the pasuk is coming to exclude from capital punishment one who throws a stone into a group of people consisting of Jews and Kananim, and he kills a Jew. The Gemara clarifies that the pasuk is needed in the case where there are nine Jews in the group and one Kanani. The person who threw the rock is not killed because Davei Kanani Kavua, Bakol Kavul Kamaxal Maxidami. The Kanani is considered stationed in place, Kavua, and any Safek relating to something Kavua is treated as having a probability of 50-50. So it was a dark day when the majority of Jewish caravans carrying fruit bowls rolled into the town with the majority of Jews, for a young girl was violated. And then someone threw a heavy fruit bowl into a group of nine Jews and one Nachri and killed a Jew, right next to where a little baby was found abandoned inside a fruit bowl. Which reminds me, we learned that if one found an abandoned child in the city, if Rova the residents are Nachrim, he's a Nachri and can be fed in the Velas. If Rova the residents are Jews, he's a Jew regarding Hashavas Aveda, returning lost objects. Maxal Maxi Yisrael, if half the residents are Jews and half are Nachrim, he is treated as a Jew with regards to damages, such as paying half damages for a tum. All right, now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of the one the Rav said there's no contradiction with Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah? There is one suffix of the woman who acted immorally, whereas with the Almanas Issa, there are two Sfekos. That's on Daf Yadalot. Good. Number 2. Which Daf do we discuss the status of an abandoned child, whether he's considered a Jew or a Nachri? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number 3. Which of the Rabbi Yeshua believes the Migu when someone says, this field was your father's and I bought it from him? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. Number 4. Which of the when the one who ate in his father-in-law's house in Yehuda after Kedushin without eating could not bring a Tanis Basulin, but not every place in Yehuda kept that Minhag? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 5. Which of the when that a widow is called an Almana because her Ksuba is a Mana? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 6. Which stuff when a woman who's divorced or widowed is believed when she says she was a basula if there were edim she went out with a hinuma or a hair down? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. Number 7. Which stuff when the basin can convert a ger katan when there is no father as is a schus for him? That's on Daf Yadav. Good. Number 8. Which definitely of Malchus is what is meant when Basin saw a woman speaking with a man? Does it mean seclusion or having relations? That's on Daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which of them Rabbi Shua holds that a woman who was violated is mutter to marry a Kohen when there are two majorities? That's on Daf. Tezvav. Good. And number 10, which stuff to go in that one of the signs that a kala was a basula was when they passed before her a kos shel basura, which is a cup of truma wine. That's on Daf. Tezayin. Excellent. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.